The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if you love the way we flushed the way out of last hour's show, you're going to love this hour. You won't believe the way we're going to end it. Super Don, it's all your fault when we get there. But stick around.
Oh,
all
fine.
Of our team.
Blame me.
And preteen listeners, I think I'm here, I think I'm awake, and I think I can do another hour of the show today. Just kick it off. Remember, Monday we have Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Wednesdays we go Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Fridays we do Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. And this time we're going to be live at the Healing Revolution Summit in Asheville, North Carolina. Sign up, come on in, and get over there to the hotel. They're holding rooms available for you at discounted rates. Great. Bring the kids. Lots of pools, zip lines, all kinds of stuff we're going to do together next week. So stick around for that. And what else? Americans are too stupid for GMO labeling. This according to a congressional panel. This is incredible. This is the admission that your congressional representatives and the panels they put together believe, if they really believe this, they believe that you're too dumb to understand what it means to label something that says, yes, this contains genetically modified organisms. Are you, do you, the listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, feel you're too stupid to know what that means? I mean, how hard is it to say, here's a label, it says, this package of food contains genetically modified organisms. How not clear is that? I'm just asking. How not clear is that?
Is that proper grammar? How not clear is that?
Well, I may be too stupid to understand what's going on here. Members of the Subcommittee on Horticulture, Research, Biotechnology, and Foreign Agriculture, as well as their four experts, beware of experts, agreed the genetic engineering of food crops has been a thorough success. That, you know, right there and then, they're disqualified because they haven't obviously read the disaster that it has actually been. A thorough success, responsible for feeding the hungry, improving nutrition, and reducing the use of pesticides. On what planet do these people live? Planet Monsanto, of course, not the planet Earth on which many of you are inhabiting while you're here in your Earth suits. But these people are wearing Monsanto suits to protect them from the toxins of the very products that they're promoting and don't want labeled. They say this, people who oppose GMOs or want them labeled so that consumers can know what they're eating are alarmists.
Alarmists?
Do we thrive on fear and ignorance? Because the panel agreed. Oh, yes, that's right. These people who want them labeled, they're just alarmists, and they're thriving on fear and ignorance.
How much you want to bet he probably watches Fox News?
You think so? Why would you say that?
If you want to think of the one organization on the face of this earth that is probably the biggest alarmist that there is,
yeah,
it's Fox News. I mean, have you ever watched every 5 minutes? What have they got going? Fox News alert! Fox News alert! Everything, you're going to die! The sky is falling, right?
Americans are too stupid. Too stupid for GMO labeling. Let's see. They say this is what they claim. Labeling GMO foods wouldn't, like my perspective, would tell you whether or not the food is grown or has in it or is processed with things that have been genetically modified. It wouldn't do that. According to this, if they label GMO, the only thing it would do, Superdon, is stoke fears. And it would harm a beneficial thing. So it should not be allowed. And the lawmakers all nodded in unison. Yes, we agree.
According to David Just, professor at Cornell University and co-director of the Cornell Center for Behavioral Economics in Childhood Nutrition. Wait a minute.
Behavioral economics?
Okay. That kind of makes sense, because if you alter the behavior of a people in order to accept something like GMOs, that's really going to help the economics of
GMOs.
Monsanto.
Monsanto. Okay, so now you're getting to the bottom of this here. This is an economic reality. This is an economic argument. This is not one about health, healing, freedom, the knowledge to know what's in your food, because based on the claim that they have, listen, it's just too confusing. If you label it GMOs, the American people just won't know what that means, and they might not buy the stuff we want them to buy. Well, using that analogy, I mean, the thing is, stop labeling drugs. Come on, people don't know what drugs are, really, and if you label them, people might not want to take them, which has been an argument of some doctors. In fact, last week we covered this about the black box warnings on what? On certain drugs, SSRIs in particular. Oh, my gosh, that's increasing the suicide rate, because now people are reading the box and it's saying that this may increase your suicidal ideations and tendencies. We can't have that, because people might not take the drug and then they'll commit suicide, for which the drug is being treated and then they're causing more suicide. Yeah, you know, see what I'm saying? It's so confusing. All right.
Black box warnings cause suicide. So I suppose that would be considered behavioral economics, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Has nothing to do with health and healing, but it's the alteration of your behavior to buy the stuff that they're trying to sell you. That those companies who have lobbied Congress to the tune of hundreds of millions, potentially, of dollars, because they tend to benefit in the billions, have lobbied them all to nod and go, yes, yes, whatever you say, whatever you say. Right? Representative Ted Yoho.
Yoho.
Republic Yoho. I don't know this. Yoho, Yoho, I'm a Yoo-hoo. Is he good or not?
That reminds me of the song. Remember from Pirates of the Caribbean? Yeah. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Right, and of course, when we talk about piracy, they're pirating the food, the integrity of food by genetically modified.
Yo-ho, a frankenfish for me.
Yeah, not for me, not for you, Super Don. You can't have it. If you did eat a frankenfish, it would be followed up with a coffee enema, which means you're not going to eat the frankenfish.
I'll pass on the frankenfish then.
I am right. Yes, I am right. So Representative Yoho, the Yoo-hoo, Yahoo, said, well, I agree with Just. What is the biggest drawback? Is it the ignorance of what the product is, just from the lack of education? It is ignorance of the product, and it's a general skepticism of anything they eat that is too processed or treated in some way that they don't quite understand, according to the behavioral economic expert, Just. So let's not label dietary supplements. Let's not label herbs and plants, because that's just too darn confusing for the American people to understand. If they actually know what's in their food or their supplements, they might be inclined to either buy or not buy it. We can't have that kind of confusion in the marketplace, so let's just put everything out with either no label or a blank label, and let our children with crayons, preferably brown, based on the last segment, color these things in and say, this is what you're eating, Mom and Dad. This is what you're taking. This, you know, more absurdity, again, that comes down to this idea that we have gone insane as a people, that we would allow 10 miles square, these people sent there to dictate back to us what we can and cannot know about what we wish to eat. But of course, it also comes back to something we opened the show with today about organic food, not knowing the difference between organic and local, or the fact that if you eat food that is organic, you might be considered orthorexic by the psychiatrist, but those who understand the science of organics, you might actually know you're choosing food that has lower levels of pesticide and higher antioxidant content. Well, that's, according to this congressional panel, that'd be way too confusing. Well, let's just get rid of organic labeling, because people don't understand that concept either. They really, and you know, if they did, they might want to eat food that doesn't have pesticides in there, and that would also be bad for business. So you see what this is all about, my friends. If it's coming from D.C., and if you're looking for D.C. to solve the problems, the District of Criminals to solve the problems that they have helped to create, then you're part of that level of insanity, which is why we come back to what? At least the consideration of the 10th Amendment. If you sort of like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that 10th one is the answer to a lot of questions. And the answer, of course, is no. And some people say, well, that's too negative, Robert. Well, you know, I know. It's negative to save your life. But it's positive because what you're saying yes to when you say no to the feds is freedom. Food freedom, farm freedom, supplemental freedom. You no longer seek to ask permission or get blessings from the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism through the government that grants it some sort of monopoly status. So do you believe that you're just too stupid to figure out what these GMO labels mean? Or do you realize what this is all about? They know that the moment the GMOs are labeled, a large swath of the American people will say, uh-uh, not in my child. But as long as they can keep it off of the label, the ignorant masses, of which not so present here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, but outside of that, will continue to consume and destroy themselves and their children and future generations. Speaking of epigenetics, which we have more information on epigenetics a little later in the show today. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And there's a video you can watch to see these GMO elitists trying to claim that it is because you're too stupid that we cannot label the GMOs. I think we've made it rather clear, Superdon, what this is all about. I'm actually not confused about this.
Well, it's not hard. I mean, really, if you're looking at this objectively, think of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your own research and not going by just what people... Listen, you will hear things on this show. You will read things on Natural News. You know, I don't think there's anybody that puts that information out there and says, you must believe what I just said because I said so. No. Mm-hmm. Look at it. Do your own research. See if you believe. See it. You know, I mean... Think for yourself. We're not out there trying to preach and say, you must listen, you know, believe everything we say. We're telling you what we say, what we know.
Right.
Yeah. And that's all based on our own belief and research.
Yeah. And in the meantime, on the federal level, they're trying to put a bill up in the fall that would block any states from implementing mandatory GMO labeling. They're desperate now. They are absolutely desperate. Of course, this is where the 10th Amendment comes in. When you say, no, the feds have no authority. They have not been granted permission to do that. Time for the states and the people to rise up and do what Rosa Parks did and not go to the back of the bus. Or even better, as I've said so many times over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, don't even get on the bus. Or if you're on the bus, get off of it, because where it's headed is straight to GMO hell. And you don't want to go there with them.
Off a cliff.
Let them go. Let them go off the GMO cliff. That's right. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sometimes we need to be reminded that we rock the health world. And the bumper music does that very well, Super Don. Thanks for those selections, of course. And if you'd like to rock the health world with us, please, you can call us, too. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, you can leave a message there and, of course, on the website at robertscottbell.com. And that's what we're going to go to right now, a question of the day, before we get into epigenetics and other things. This comes in from Chris. Chris says, hey, RSB, I saw on YouTube the discussion that you had with Ty Bollinger in regards to a guest son, his success with Carnivora for wart treatment. Ty had mentioned documenting this over the 22-week period that that guy's son took the Carnivora. And this guy, Chris, writing in says, I have a friend that was wanting to know where to find the pictures that he said he took. Well, you looked that up, Super Don. That was like from the March 26th show of this year, was it not?
Yeah, that was Stephen Gregory and his son Malachi. And this was right back on March 26th. An amazing, amazing story. And there's actually, if you go back into the show notes from March 26th, the graphic, the picture, is just absolutely astonishing, the recovery that he had using Carnivora.
Yeah, he says, we are currently in a doctorate of physical therapy program, and I thank God we are learning how to enable others to become self-sufficient at managing their own musculoskeletal issues. I like the positivity coming from Chris here. He says, I discovered your show last year through naturalnews.com website and have been listening ever since. I'm excited about all the beneficial things I have learned through your show to help my patients unlock their power to heal without the reliance on profit-minded medical systems and pharmaceuticals. Hey, man, I'm getting all warm and fuzzy all over, Super Don. This is like getting my, making my heart happy.
Nice.
If I, you know, I wondered, well, why did I get up for work today. Well, that's why. That's exactly why. I didn't get to sleep. That's the problem. And Chris goes on. He says, one of my favorite things you have mentioned on the show. Oh, no. Here comes another poop joke. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Yes, not mine. Well, yes, it sort of is. And it's not a joke either. One of my favorite things you have mentioned on the show is asking your doctor how many bowel movements they have a day to quickly get a read on their health consciousness.
Right.
I love that. He's picked up on that. Our schools share a building with the medical students, and I see firsthand the complete lack of knowledge regarding health promotion and the mass majority that the mass majority of them show. It is overwhelming the number of diet sodas, energy drinks, fast foods, and refined snacks they consume on a daily basis. Keep up the great work, and you can bet that I will be continuously promoting the power to heal, Chris. You know, and that explains that Mazur guy, that wannabe Dr. Mazur attacking Dr. Oz. He's probably eating all of the refined snacks that this guy, Chris, has seen these other medical students doing, which
tasty
makes you
cakes.
Stupid. Tasty
yeah,
cakes,
tasty
right,
cakes,
which
yes.
I did not endorse, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. I'm sorry. We're not going back there again. Anyway, the picture also is up there of the wart recovery, the progression of it. So take a look at the March 26 episode. We'll get it linked up. I'll add that to the show notes soon as well. But also, just to temper the enthusiasm for the show, you can also call up 866-939-2355 and leave a message. You can leave them. Even we'll take it live on the air, too, if we're on. But if not, you can leave a message, and we can either play it on the air. If you say don't play it on the air, we won't. Unless you're Sherazad, then we'll play it anyway. You know who you are, Sherazad. We love you. And we got a call recently of someone that was, I don't know if they were upset before they called in, but after they called in when they were about to leave a message, something went wrong. Something went horribly wrong here.
One of powers to heal is to eliminate all this idiotic, disgusting, gross noise which you produce when we call.
What?
Then you turn on some bestial screams and mumbling and disgusting noise.
What?
If you are normal, because you should take care about your brain. Normal people don't produce this noise and
what?
Definitely not listen to that.
What was that, Super Don? Who was that? You calling up, or was that Liam? That wasn't even Liam's voice. That was real.
That was real. And I listened to it several times, and the conclusion I came to is he does not apparently like the voicemail greeting that we've got when you call in to leave a message.
What
now,
was I doing? Like death metal screaming? I don't remember doing that.
I mean, okay, listen. After listening to it for a few times,
okay,
it does come out a little bit distorted.
Okay.
But, you know, it's the music that we use when we go out at the end of the show, which I believe is a piece done by Steve Vai, who's, I mean, talk about iconic.
That shows, I'm the hell out of here, I think it's the call.
Yeah.
But the thing is, do you think it's the only thing I think he could be responding to, that if he was about to leave a message and heard the Stevie Vai and said, you know, I don't like it, and he says, you guys are just blasting out some nasty stuff. Well, that's
the
most interesting.
Well, I like the description. Bestial screams and mumbling. Wow.
Yeah. There's no screaming and mumbling in the Stevie Vai song. It's all instrumental. So it must have been my voice that irritated him. Something happened there. We'll get to the bottom of it, maybe. We'll certainly get to the bottom of passing gaseous emissions. It might be good for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. We're live. We're happening. It's Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-2355. 6 days a week here on GCN and NaturalNewsRadio.com. Tell your friends. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here 6 days a week, plus next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 18th through the 20th of July, and that will be in Asheville, North Carolina, Healing Revolution Summit. Links are up in the show notes today. at robertscottbell.com.
Yep. If you were here the last segment, we played a message that had been left at our phone number, at our voicemail, which you can leave messages at when we're not on the air.
Right.
And we had a caller call in, and they were voicing, I guess, disapproval of the voicemail greeting that we've got. So we've currently got our board op, Randy, giving this guy a call because, we've got his phone number to see whether he might want to come on the air, and, you know, we could talk about it. Because, listen, you know, if you've got a problem with something and you don't like something, we want to try to do something. Constantly trying to make things better. So we're attempting to contact him and see if he'll come on the air and maybe discuss it with us.
Now, you know... Yeah.
Oh, Randy, yes.
I called him and left him a message and just invited him to call us.
Okay.
Are you on the air? Can people hear you right now, Randy?
Yeah, they can.
Okay, so
cool.
You called and left him. Now, how was his voicemail greeting? What did it sound like?
Actually, it was really generic.
Okay.
Very generic. Okay.
It didn't identify as anyone or anything like that.
Did it have any bestial screams? No bestial screams. And
no
was
heavy
it
metal?
Kind of mumbling at all? Or?
You know... Nothing like that. It was just an automated voice. So
okay, automated.
Maybe that's what we should do, Robert. Maybe we should have you have called 866-939-2355. Please leave a message at the tone.
I thought it would be more interesting to have a little musical accompaniment, but maybe this guy didn't like it. So we'll get to the bottom of it. Now, we're not ones that grab little old men, little old ladies, and force them to go across the street to where we are. But we do, occasionally, we want to find out what's going on out there when somebody calls to complain. So 866-939-2355. If you are listening to the show, Mr. Whoever you are, with a heavy, it sounds like almost an Eastern European accent of some kind, but
well,
I could
be wrong. Used the term idiota, which
idiota,
to me, that's I believe that's Italian.
It could be, but it also there's a Polish lilt a little bit, too, and I have Polish ancestry. We had Dr.
Maybe,
Brzezinski
listen,
on. Maybe that was
always,
Dr. Brzezinski. It could have been. No, he was playing a prank on us.
He's
a funny
guy. Listen, we use Steve Vai. We like rock and roll. Steve Vai is an awesome guitarist, has some great music. I bet you Tom would even agree with that. Tom, who's like influencing the board ops not to speak to us because he thinks it's funny.
Sabotage.
We're on the breaks like, hello? Hello? Anybody there? Anyway, so maybe if he's Polish, do you think maybe we could do like a polka thing? Because we had that thing, remember, a few years ago, we had somebody complaining. We tried different musical styles.
And we polka'd the health world. It just didn't work the same way. It didn't work the same way. We could always bring that back out eventually. But, hey, we need to talk epigenetics so that nobody complains except for followers of... What's that guy that we say is dead? Darwin? Yeah, except
Darwinism.
They don't like it when we bring up epigenetics. Another report here. When the pregnant mom is malnourished, her grandchildren may take the hit. Interesting. Now you think about this. Under normal circumstances, you say, okay, mom, she's pregnant, she's going to have a baby, she's not eating. That is going to harm that baby. But interestingly enough, it turns out it's helping it's harming the next generation. They did a mouse study here, and they said underfeeding a pregnant mouse can cause changes in the sperm of her male offspring that haven't even obviously matured yet. They haven't been born yet, but they're going to harm the next generation, the grandchildren, so to speak. This is according to a new study published just a few days ago in the journal Science. And then they even acknowledge this, that the changes appear to be epigenetic, which is the term that describes how methyl groups and other molecular tags attach to genes influencing their expression. This is the epigenetics that is instantaneous with environmental shifts, which goes into why the Darwinists, the molecular reductionists, have attacked our friend who has been talking about epigenetics for many years, Dr. Bruce Lipton. Professor Lipton, who says literally, the moment you change your beliefs, you change your genes. You literally change what you believe about the world around you, and suddenly you manifest genetic expression that differed from moments before. Extremely exciting breakthrough information that what does it do? It brings the acknowledgement that the power to heal is yours based on hardcore scientific validation. But also, the converse is true. The power to disease is yours as well. And in this case, the power of your grandma if she was somehow harmed during pregnancy, didn't eat right during pregnancy, and you're the grandkid, you now can't blame mom and dad. You got to blame grandma and grandpa. Just saying. So, no, and all the grandma and grandpas are going
to
complain.
See, we've moved beyond just blaming your mom for everything that's wrong in your life to now it's your grandma
and grandpa. Exactly. Nice. So we're victims once again of our gene. No. That's not what I'm saying. See, the good news is here, you can alter that as well. So the grandkids who may have been harmed by what grandma didn't know or didn't do, or did do, in fact, the fact is you can prep yourself to have healthy offspring and to become healthier yourself. I mean, I'm living proof of that, suffering through 24 years of chronic illnesses from 0 to 24 and transforming my life anew based on doing something different, believing something different about life, recognizing, acknowledging, and living as if the power to heal was mine. And because of that, indeed, it was. And it is. And even if you don't believe it, it is. It's just a matter of you rejecting that fact or that truth for yourself. And you have the freedom to do that as much as you have the freedom to create disease. And that includes cancer. Not because you're genetically predetermined to get it, but because you become a victim based on not acknowledging or knowing that you can change your genes by changing your beliefs and changing what you do based on those new beliefs. So again, go through this story here. It's fascinating because it offers some of the strongest evidence yet, as they say that a mother's environment during pregnancy can change the DNA in ways that can be passed on to her offspring. So it isn't just about her ancestry. It's literally in that moment, the things she did during pregnancy. And why we also love the Brighten Baby book. Right? Dr. Roy Dittman has written, talks all about this. Making those changes now before you have children or they have children. That power to heal is yours, and we have hardcore science to back it up. Maybe that's what angers the grandpa that called and left us that nasty message. Maybe. Just maybe. We don't know.
Now, why do you say he's a grandpa? How do you know he's a grandpa?
Well, he sounded old like you because you're a grandpa.
Oh, so if you're, yes, okay, that makes me old. I see, I knew you were going to go there.
You knew, well, you baited me, yeah, and I just went for it. I just went, what the heck, what the
opportunist
heck?
You.
866-939-2355, you too can call or leave us a message. Hopefully not so nasty, but it's okay if you do.
And actually, if you call now, you get on the radio.
You would. You get on live.
Give us
right
a
now.
Call. Come on.
All right. Now, can you do your best impression of the old Frankenstein movie? You know, it's alive. It's alive. Or was that Gene Wilder doing in that Young Frankenstein? I don't know.
That was Gene Wilder doing that. We've got that in one of our, I think, one of our stagers at the bottom of the hour that plays every once in a while.
Right. And what would he be referring to today? What was found in a closet at the FDA in a box from 50 years earlier?
Yes.
A box of rocks. No, not a box of rocks. A box of smallpox. That's
Thank
right.
Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
Right. You remember this NIH storage room, FDA, all of the relationship now at the CDC, and I was pointing out the absurdity of that they were going to test it to see whether it could replicate and cause infection.
Yeah, we're not sure if the smallpox is really dangerous and alive inside of the sealed glass vial, so we're going to test it and see if it's dangerous and alive, and if it is,
we'll kill.
And if it isn't, we'll kill it. So
either way,
it didn't matter.
So what was the point of this?
Curiosity.
Now, curiosity killed the what? The reality is a virus is not necessarily a living thing in the same way we think of life. It's like a genetic escape hatch. You know, the cellular debris spews out genetic material for survival's sake. And, of course, we call it an infection or something horrible. But the reality is this is genetic material being expelled in a simulation of dysregulation. It's a real simulation. Not so pleasant. But the medical dunderheads believe that smallpox kills 30% of the victims, supposedly, that acquire it. When it's not true, it's only when they are seen by medical dunderheads who will give them drugs to suppress the expression of the disease and the detox pathways, including through the skin, and will suppress the fever, the body's normal function to try to burn out the so-called bad guys. And so here the CDC, you know, finding, in fact, it was viable. It is viable. We hope it didn't get out. Could this be a play, again, to frighten the ignorant masses that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and don't read Natural News that, oh, my gosh, smallpox is on its way back. We better accept the vaccine program. We're just waiting to get out there because, well, we've got 320 million vials ready for everybody, man, woman, and child in America.
Now help me. Try to understand the logic in this.
Okay.
We found these vials of smallpox. It would be really, really bad if it was alive and it got out. If it had gotten out, it could cause a worldwide pandemic and kill millions of people. Hey, Sam, what should we do with this? Let's take it out. What? No! Destroy it! No, but, you know, if this gets out, it could be really bad. I think we should take it out. No! I don't get it.
Hi, kids. If you want to go far in life and not have to study to get there, go to work for the CDC. Be a government worker. That's right. And you'll open up vials of smallpox just to see
if they're viable. Could you imagine what would happen if somebody opened one of these? Yeah, I know. Let's open it.
What? Pop. Oh, what happened? Oh, no. We didn't mean to do that. Well, why'd you open it? You were going to kill it anyway. You were going to destroy it anyway. Oh, my gosh. Well, where's that big toilet in Japan when you need it? I don't know if they'd send it down to the bowels of the earth, call on the Mount Vesuvius or something. We point this out. We kid, but we don't. I mean, it's absurd what goes on in government. They are the problem originators in many of these cases. And, of course, who do we rely upon at the CDC for any real information? The toxicologists. And they're never really called on. I'm sure they come out on the scene, but no, the media does not talk to them. It's like Tom tells them, don't speak to them. You can't speak to the toxicologists at the CDC because they might bring up the fact that the origin point of disease is not microbes, but it's toxins. It's toxic poisons altering and polluting the environment, giving rise to pathogenic life forms and the cellular dysregulation that spews out viral components carrying genetic material for the next level or layer of survival, the zombie apocalypse. Starring the CDC and the CDC workers. We'll be back with more powerful healing and another big old poopy story. Ooh, it's a stinker. And it's thanks to Super Don. Don't go in there. Woo!
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com. TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Remember, the power to heal, you know whose it is. It's yours, of course, but it means you got to take care of your environment, your body, your terrain, your milieu, for my French listeners.
Milieu.
I'm sorry, does your dog bite?
Oui, oui.
That is not my dog. Listen, toxinsaway.com, you got to check it out, toxinsaway.com. These are the special formulas that Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, helped to develop through the Natural News Forensic Food Lab. And what will you get there? You will get something that will bind with heavy metals should you eat a heavy metal contaminated fish, because you like fish for the omegas, right? The good omegas. But the heavy metals you could do without. Well, you utilize this with that. It binds the heavy metals. The mercury won't go in your body. It'll pass right through it. And the other thing, worried about Fukushima and other nuclear disasters, and you got to at least be a little concerned, even if you're not near Fukushima. There's also a form that binds the cesium, and that's critically important for you not to absorb that into your body, because it's the road to cancer paved with cesium. There's no question about that. So check it out, toxinsaway.com, toxinsaway.com. Now, moving back beyond the terrain into a different terrain, and apologies for those with sensitive olfactory nerves. We tend to do, sometimes we'll do, like when Liam is on, we'll tend to talk about really adult things. But most of the rest of the time, we're pretty juvenile. But for a good purpose, I think, Super Don. Yeah. And I know I've been blaming you for these stories like poopy jokes and fart jokes and toilet humor and stuff. But I think it's for good cause. Just like when we talk about, find out if your doctor, you know, that you want to hire is worth hiring by asking them how many times they poop a day. Because if they respond, get out of my office, you never wanted to see them anyway. But if they go, hey, that's interesting that you asked that, and they engage you in a discussion, then they're with it. They got it. This story takes the poop jokes to a new level. It turns out that those tootie noises coming from maybe even you may have health benefits. And not just because you're releasing pressure upon gaseous emission, but the smell may be a benefit to you. Super Don, is this for real? You're making this up, right? You're making it up, right? Okay, maybe not. The smell of flatulence evidently has secret health benefits. According to this article, it could stave off cancer, strokes, heart attacks, and dementia. Scientists are real. Now, I'm very upset by this because, you know, my son's a teenager, and occasionally when we're all in the car, he'll just go, you're like, oh, come on. No, right now he's going to go, see, Dad, I'm just trying to prevent cancer in the family.
You had no idea that your son just prevented you from having a stroke.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now he's going to use it as an excuse. And now we're going to have teenagers stinking up every automobile in America with their moms and dads. And it's just because they're saying, see, Mom and Dad, I care about our health. And that's what I'm going to do for our family. I am sorry,
science,
but we
have.
Now I have to do, I do have to blame you because I'm going to catch heck for that. But it is the hydrogen sulfide. Evidently, they acknowledge that cells, when they're under stress by disease, they try to draw in enzymes to generate their own minute quantities of hydrogen sulfide. And this chemical helps to preserve the mitochondria, which drive, of course, energy production in blood vessel cells, regulate inflammation, and without it, the cell can switch off and die. Now, I just don't know if there's enough evidence to show that sniffing somebody's tootie smells is really going to prevent cancer. Maybe this is a kind of a tongue-in-cheek way of saying, hey, hydrogen sulfide is something good, but somebody came up with an Indiegogo project while we weren't paying attention. As my son comes in with giving me the thumbs up. Miracle Healing Sessions, I am raising money. I can produce lots of hydrogen sulfide gas because I'm lactose intolerant. If you donate to me, I will buy lots of milk and cheese and consume them and produce more hydrogen sulfide. And if you support me for a dollar, I will say your name during one Miracle Healing Session production. What does that mean, Superdog? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. And I can't hear Superdog. I don't know what's happening. Maybe he's being drowned.
Superdog's having technical difficulties right now.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, perfect timing. This was your story, and you're making me cover it. You want them to complain to me and not you about fart jokes. That's it. Well, guess what? If you were to give this guy $100 for his Indiegogo campaign to help him toot even more, you'll get one miracle healing session at a location of your choosing in Southern California for all our Southern California listeners. I think Joni Abbott and Verstein and oh my gosh, we have a lot of friends in Southern California that may get free miracle healing sessions if they give $100 to this Indiegogo. I don't think April Bowden's going to go for that. She's got a baby on the way in 2 months. She's going to have plenty of hydrogen sulfide forming in her home. Anyway, guys and gals, thanks for being with us on the Sunday session. Healing is yours if you like it and want it. Remember to get Unlock the Power to Heal. TMB and RSV wrote that for you. And you can get a signed copy next week in Asheville, North Carolina. It's in the notes. Check it out. Thank you, Don. Thank you to Randy as well. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.